beneath blackened sails, unseen hands, balance of honor beneath blackened sails. I stood at the edge of Nightforge's dockyards, a labyrinth of weathered planks and rusty hinges. The sky above was a deep indigo, like the stain on a piece of worn leather. My cloak wrapped tight against the autumn chill, the hood hiding my face from prying eyes. I'd been in the city a fortnight now, watching ships come and go as they bore their cargo of secrets to distant ports. A figure emerged from the crowd, black-clad and unobtrusive. Cale Varn. The name was enough. I recognized the clipped tone and faint, calculated interest. My contact had a reputation for being unfailingly efficient. We exchanged brief words in a deserted alleyway, where the only sound was the distant rumble of the sea against the dock's pilings. "You have something for me?" I asked, eyes scanning our surroundings with practiced habit. "A package from House Valen," my contact replied, a small pouch handed over with a slight bow. "The broken writ has altered their priorities. They believe you can correct an imbalance in the balance of honor." This time, her tone was measured, lacking any hint of emphasis or inflection. Pouch contents, 5 silver coins and a folded note on Valen letterhead. I broke the seal, unfolded the parchment, and read the single sentence inside. "Cale walks where armies cannot, into hearts, into secrets, into judgment unspoken." It was an echo of their earlier promise, made during my previous contract with them. The coin weight settled heavy in my palm as I refolded the note and tucked it into my belt. Nightforge had its share of secrets, but House Valen's influence ran deep here. Someone from their ranks had seen fit to not request the services of a man who'd long since ceased to be a name whispered in awe. With no time for speculation or hesitation, I set out into the city's narrow streets and the shadows that clung to its walls like damp rags. The Nightforge Dock's labyrinth was a testing ground, full of whispers and half-truths. My contact had given me an address, a cramped tavern, rumored to be a safe house for one of House Valen's higher-ranking members. The sign above the tavern door featured a crude illustration of the Black Rose emblem, its once pristine colors now weathered, worn, and faintly smudged by the sea air. I pushed open the creaking door, stepping into a warm, smoke-filled room with an air thick with the smell of spilled ale. Inside, patrons huddled in low-spoken conversations, their faces shrouded in the dim light. I made my way to the bar, where a hooded figure leaned against the counter. "You're here for Valen's package," I said, without introducing myself. The bartender nodded curtly and slid a small bottle forward. The familiar weight of it told me what to expect. As I took the bottle from him, magic responded, its subtle presence like an itching in my fingertips. My body recoiled from the sting, and for an instant, vision blurred as memories reasserted themselves, burning buildings, ash-choked streets, and 1,000 forgotten names etched into my mind's dark corners. The room snapped back into focus, and I handed the bottle back to the bartender with a nod. "Where is he?" I asked, already moving through the crowd toward a door at the tavern's rear. The door led to a narrow stairway, the air thick with the scent of old books and stale air. I descended into a cramped chamber filled with rows of shelves, their wooden slats worn smooth by countless hands. The walls were lined with candles, casting flickering shadows on the stone floor. A figure stood by the far window, back to me as he surveyed the night's darkness. The sea breeze carried the faint scent of sandalwood and myrrh as he turned, revealing a young man with an aquiline face and eyes like polished opals. He wore House Valen's livery, but his manner was relaxed and assuming. "A pleasure to make your acquaintance, Cale," he said, extending a hand. I took it, feeling the subtle weight of his ring, adorned with the Black Rose emblem. "I'm Elric Valen. Your employer sent me a note with instructions." He handed over a parchment tied with a thin cord, and I broke the seal to reveal a single phrase, "Speak with Ira, in the city's depths. She will guide you." Ira's name meant nothing to me. The only clue was a small symbol etched at the bottom of the page, a stylized rose thorn. I tucked the parchment into my belt and met Elric's gaze. "What do you know about this?" I asked, a hint of tension creeping into my voice. Elric's smile remained steady, but his eyes flickered with unease. Only that it concerns a matter delicate in nature. House Phelan requires someone with your particular skills to resolve a problem that's been plaguing us. He paused, glancing around the room before leaning closer. We've received reports of a person within our ranks who may have become compromised by an outside influence. My gut twisted with instinctive wariness. I'd seen it before when those bound to us in some manner began to unravel from within. Elric's next words only strengthened my unease. It seems we're not the only ones searching for this individual. The statement hung in the air, unspoken implications thick as the shadows on the walls. Elric handed me a small pouch containing 2 silver coins and a note with an address a place called the Widow's Rest, deep in Nightforge's poorer quarters. Be careful, he said, his eyes locking onto mine. We've reason to believe this person is not alone. The cramped room, heavy with secrets, seemed to shrink around us as Elric's words hung in the air. I tugged my hood over my head, the worn leather a familiar comfort against the city's chill. A problem within your ranks, I repeated, testing the waters for hidden undertones or veiled motives. Elric's eyes didn't waver, but his jawline tensed ever so slightly, betraying the strain beneath. I pocketed the pouch and turned to leave, the worn wooden floor creaking beneath my boots as I ascended back up to the tavern. Outside, Nightforge's evening mist clung to the buildings like a damp shroud, obscuring the faces of passers-by. A night guard patrolled the streets, his torch casting flickering shadows on the walls as he moved with a slow, practiced gait. My destination was the Widow's Rest, an unassuming place in Nightforge's poorer quarters, its very existence a whispered rumor among those who knew its reputation for discretion. I navigated narrow alleys and winding side streets, avoiding the main thoroughfares where House Valen's influence was felt most heavily. The air grew thick with the smell of smoke and damp earth as I turned into an even narrower passageway lined with crumbling tenements and overflowing gutters. At the address Elric provided, a weathered door with no sign or adornment creaked open beneath my touch. A figure emerged from the shadows within, an older woman with a stern expression, her eyes narrowed as she took in my presence. You're here about Ira? She asked, voice husky from years of smoke and whiskey. I nodded curtly, and she stepped aside, revealing a dimly lit room filled with the scent of old books and stale air. Ira's been involved with someone, the woman said, her words dropping like a slow-moving stone into still water. A name you might not recognize, Aaron Valter. He's a merchant, but there are whispers he's more than that. Her eyes flickered to the shadows behind me before returning to mine. They say Valter has ties to the wrong side of town. People who wouldn't think twice about burning down half Nightforge to get what they want. As she spoke, I sensed a faint tremble in her voice, and for an instant, our gazes met hers laced with a mixture of fear and urgency. I need to speak with Ira, I said, the words barely above a whisper. The older woman's expression hardened, and she stepped forward, her hand on my arm halting me. You don't understand, Kaelvarn, Ira's not the only one at risk. If they find out you're here, there will be consequences. I pulled my arm free from her grasp, the gesture firm but controlled. Consequences, I repeated, trying to gauge the depth of her concern. Her eyes darted toward the shadows behind me once more before refocusing on mine. The flickering candles cast eerie shadows on her face, making her features seem almost otherworldly. The air in the room seemed to thicken as we locked gazes, the tension between us like a living thing. I sensed a calculation behind her words, and for an instant, our silent understanding hung precariously in the balance. My hand instinctively went to the silver-studded dagger at my hip. Elric's warning echoed in my mind, not alone. The thought sent a shiver down my spine as I studied the older woman, her face set in a mask of quiet determination. The shadows behind me shifted, and I tensed, ready for whatever might emerge from them. But it was only a faint creaking of the wooden floorboards beneath unseen feet. My gaze snapped back to the woman who seemed to hold her breath as she waited for some signal or cue from me. The silence stretched out, heavy with unspoken threats and hidden dangers. I shifted my weight, making a decision. "Tell me more about Aaron Valder," I said, voice firm but measured. The older woman's grip on the doorframe tightened as if steadying herself against some unseen force. "Aaron, he's a merchant, like I said. Trades in goods that can be difficult to obtain." Her words dripped with an unspoken message. Something more was at play here than mere commerce. The air seemed to vibrate with the weight of her silence as she collected her thoughts before continuing. "He's been seen in the city's underbelly, dealing with those who don't think twice about breaking the law. And there are whispers he's not the only one searching for Ira." Her words hung like a challenge in the air, leaving me to pick up the thread of the story and weave it into something coherent. I sensed the outlines of a larger conspiracy beginning to take shape, but the pieces didn't quite fit together yet. The woman's anxiety was palpable. She seemed to be hiding something crucial or perhaps waiting for some cue from me to reveal more. My mind turned over the information, seeking patterns and connections where none seemed apparent. A gust of wind outside rattled the shutters, making the candles flicker wildly as the room plunged into darkness for an instant. When light returned, I noticed a faint tremble in my own hand, a manifestation of magic's lingering presence within me. The older woman's eyes locked onto mine once more, her gaze heavy with unspoken meaning as she seemed to gauge whether I'd sensed what was truly at play. My vision blurred for an instant, memories reasserting themselves like embers burning bright in the darkness. I took a slow breath, steadying my hand as I focused on the woman's face, her features etched in the candlelight like a puzzle waiting to be solved. Memories came flooding back, whispers of a forbidden ritual, an incantation that had cost me everything I'd held dear, my brother, my home, my sense of self. The weight of those memories threatened to drag me under, but I forced them down, tucking the pain away like a dark secret in a hidden compartment. The woman's eyes never wavered from mine as if sensing the turmoil within me. "Ira," I said, voice rough with emotion, "where is she?" My question hung in the air, a challenge to the silence that had gathered between us. The older woman's grip on the doorframe relaxed, and for an instant her mask slipped. A flicker of fear danced across her features before she reasserted control. "She's being watched," she said finally, the words barely above a whisper. I felt a spark of anger ignite within me, but I banked it, focusing on the puzzle pieces yet to be placed. This was more than just Ira. There was something deeper at play, a web of allegiances and counter-allegiances that seemed to entwine everyone in this city. "Who's watching her?" I pressed, my tone firm, yet measured. The woman hesitated, glancing towards the shadows as if weighing her words. "Aaron Valder," she said finally, voice steady but with an underlying thread of warning. I sensed a connection here, one that went beyond mere coincidence or circumstance. A hidden pattern began to emerge: Ira's entanglement with Aaron Valder, Elric's mention of outside influences, the subtle trepidation in this woman's eyes. My gut twisted into a knot as I pieced together the fragments. "Valen and his people have been tracking him," I said, recalling Elric's words from earlier. "We're not the only ones searching for this individual." The older woman's eyes flickered towards me, surprise written across her face before she regained composure. "I thought Valen's organization was disbanded," she said, her tone laced with a quiet wariness. "Disbanded?" I echoed, memories of a burning warehouse and flames that had seemed to devour everything in their path coming back to me like a hot breeze on a summer day. The older woman nodded, the movement economical, as if weighed down by secrets. "Rumors have it they were decimated after the incident," she said finally. The word hung in the air, heavy with implications. What exactly had transpired that night? I stepped closer to her, my eyes locked onto hers as I tried to gauge the depth of her concern. "What happened to Valen?" I asked, my voice low and even. The older woman's gaze flickered to mine, her expression a mask of neutrality, but I sensed a shiver run down her spine as she spoke. Some say he was killed in that fire, some say he vanished. Her words trailed off, and for an instant, the air seemed to thicken with secrets. I pressed on, my mind racing with connections and questions. The warehouse fire, I said, memories of charred wood and screaming people still seared into my mind like a branding iron. The woman's eyes darted towards me again, this time with a hint of wariness, as if sensing the depth of my knowledge. You were there, weren't you? She asked finally, her voice barely above a whisper. I nodded slowly, recalling the feeling of helplessness that had gripped me as I watched from the shadows. The weight of those memories threatened to overwhelm me, but I pushed them down, focusing on the present moment. The woman's gaze never wavered, and for an instant, I saw a glimmer of understanding in her eyes, a recognition of the bonds that tied us together. Ira's life is in danger, she said finally, her voice firm. I've been searching for her myself, trying to protect her from those who would use her as leverage. I sensed a note of pride in her tone, but also something else, a hint of desperation. My mind turned over the information, seeking patterns and connections. Aaron Valter, Ira's connection to him, Valen's organization, now rumored disbanded but somehow still at play, the older woman's concern for Ira, the pieces seemed to be falling into place, but I couldn't quite grasp the larger picture. You've been watching her, I said finally, my voice a statement rather than a question. The older woman nodded, her eyes flicking towards me with a hint of wariness, as if waiting for me to make some connection that eluded me still. Tell me everything, I said, my hand tightening around the hilt of my dagger as I sensed the thread of danger growing thicker, more tangible. I've seen him, she said finally, her voice barely above a whisper. Aaron Valter. He's been visiting Ira at night, under the guise of trading goods. Her words dripped with an unspoken message. There was more to this than mere commerce. My mind turned over the information, seeking connections and motives. The older woman took a step closer, her eyes locked onto mine as she seemed to gauge whether I'd sensed what was truly at play. You know what he's after, she said finally, her voice firm but measured. Ira's knowledge, perhaps even more. Her words hung in the air like a challenge, leaving me to pick up the thread of the story and weave it into something coherent. My thoughts turned over the implications. Aaron Valter seeking Ira for some hidden purpose, Valen's organization still active, somehow, my own connections to this web of intrigue. The knot in my gut tightened as I realized that I was merely a thread in a much larger tapestry, and that the stakes were higher than I'd initially thought. We need to get her out of there, I said finally, my decision made. The older woman's gaze locked onto mine, her expression unreadable but for a flicker of hope. We'll do what we must to keep her safe, she said, her voice firm, but with an underlying note of doubt. As if sensing the danger that lurked in every corner of this city, waiting to strike. The air in the room seemed to vibrate with unspoken tensions as I sensed the weight of our situation, the balance between us like a knife's edge, ready to tip either way. The older woman's words hung in the air, heavy with unspoken meaning, as I stood there, my mind racing with the implications of what she'd revealed. Aaron Valter, Ira's supposed friend, was secretly using her for some hidden purpose, a purpose that likely involved the forbidden knowledge I still couldn't quite grasp. I need to see her, I said finally, my decision made. The older woman nodded, a hint of understanding in her eyes. I'll take you to her, she said, turning towards the door as if to lead me out of the cramped room. But I didn't move, my thoughts snagging on something. Ira's knowledge, perhaps even more, she'd said. The words echoed in my mind like a warning, and I felt a shiver run down my spine. What exactly did Ira possess that was so valuable? And what role had I played in the larger game unfolding around me? The older woman paused at the door, her eyes flicking towards me as if sensing my unease. You need to be careful, she said finally, her voice low and even. Aaron Valter is not a man to be underestimated. Her words sent a warning through my veins like cold water, but I just nodded, already moving towards the door. As we stepped out into the cool evening air, The city's sounds seemed to swallow us whole, the murmur of pedestrians, the clanging of pots from a nearby kitchen, and the creaking of wooden signs swaying in the gentle breeze. We walked through the narrow alleys, the older woman leading me deeper into the heart of the city. I kept my senses sharp, my hand on the hilt of my dagger, as we navigated the winding streets. We eventually reached a small, unassuming door tucked between two larger buildings. The older woman produced a key and unlocked it, slipping inside before gesturing for me to follow. We found ourselves in a narrow stairway, the air thick with dust and the scent of decay. The stairs creaked beneath our feet as we descended into darkness. The lower level was a cramped space, lit only by flickering candles that cast eerie shadows on the walls. Ira huddled in a corner, her eyes fixed on us with a mix of fear and wariness. I felt a pang of concern for her. She looked different, somehow, as if the weight of Aaron Valter's visits was beginning to bear down upon her. The older woman stepped forward, speaking softly to Ira in a dialect I didn't understand. The younger woman nodded, slowly standing up, her movements stiff and guarded. I moved towards her, trying to gauge her well-being, but she shook me off, her eyes flashing with a desperate warning.